Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this video, I'm excited to be talking about how to have amazing sex, part two. This version here is for guys. And we're going to be specifically talking about how to increase intimacy and dominance. Like I said, this video here is part two. So I've got part one, which you should go and watch first. That's going to set the foundation for what it means to have amazing sex if you're a guy. So basically, what we're talking about here is how do you really, really, really please your girl? And at the same time, you're also pleasing yourself. So go ahead and watch part one. And here, if you're coming from part one basically said that there are like two pillars to amazing sex. We also talked about some of the psychology that you need to have to bring into the bedroom to have amazing sex and how you need to think about things. And I also outlined there a lot of the actual process that I use myself that you can just copy and improvise on yourself. But the two pillars, I want to go into a lot of depth here because in that video, I promised that I would cover these two pillars and I would give you specific, exact, tangible things that you could do right now, tomorrow, in your sex life that will increase intimacy and increase dominance and therefore lead to amazing sex. If you do this, women will go crazy for you. They will get addicted to you like a drug because women are emotional creatures and all women love amazing, emotional, deep, dirty, intimate, hardcore sex. So that's what I'm excited to share with you here. Right off the bat, one warning that I need to give you guys is that some of you guys are very overly concerned about mechanics. The mechanics of sex. As guys, we need to think of sex as a physical act. I want to challenge you to start to think of sex not as a mechanical activity, but as an emotional activity. The power of sex lies in emotions, especially from the woman's point of view. So, what here I'm going to want to tell, I'm going to show you how to do is how to use very simple practical techniques to build up the emotions, to amp them up. So that both of you can have an amazing experience, right? It's not about the mechanics. It's more about the intent behind the way that you execute stuff. You don't need to be some mechanical master or technician who's got all the techniques down. That's really not what amazing sex is about. It's more about the connection. It's more about the attitude that you take and how you make yourself feel. And the way that you make yourself feel will then be reflected in her, and it'll be a great experience. So the two pillars are intimacy and dominance. Amazing sex comes from having both of these things interplaying with each other in the present moment. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about this towards the end of the video, but basically what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to do a one-to-one ratio, roughly speaking, which means one intimate thing for one dominant thing. And you're going to kind of sprinkle them in randomly. You're going to mix them up. And you know, some nights you'll do something really dominant. And some nights maybe the theme will be very intimate. And some nights it'll be a mix. But generally, start off by doing a one-to-one ratio. And then you can improvise on this stuff later as you kind of spice stuff up. I'll talk about that later. So, first, let's just go right into tips for how to increase intimacy. And then I'm going to do tips for how to increase dominance. Right? And as a guy, you're probably going to be resonating much more with how to increase dominance than intimacy because you naturally feel like, well, I'm a masculine guy. I want to be a masculine guy in the bedroom. That's kind of what we're assuming here with these videos. You know, the traditional masculine-feminine dynamic is at play here. And that will come easy to you to be more masculine and more dominant. But here with intimacy, I'm almost asking you to be more feminine. And it's going to seem like, oh, but I don't want to be more feminine. That's not right. But I want you to open your mind. And in fact, the thing that you're probably missing in your sex life the most is the intimacy. If you're like a regular guy, then I find that regular guys are okay with dominance, but they're really, really bad with intimacy. And this is why lots of women complain about bad sex. So really challenge yourself. Remember that you're going to be sprinkling the intimate stuff in with the dominant stuff, so you're not going to be perceived as feminine when you do this. In fact, it's going to amplify your dominance, right? Women love this. Women love being intimate with their man. So if you've got any kind of emotional hurdles that you have to overcome to do this intimacy stuff, then go ahead and you work that out. That's your issue. You got to fix that in yourself. So one really big way to amp up intimacy is with deep, intimate eye contact. Deep, intimate eye contact. It's kind of like a soft, loving look that you give the girl. If you're having sex with her, make sure you're looking her in the eyes. This is very, very important for building that intimate connection. If you're having sex and not looking your girl in the eyes, you're missing out on a lot of great opportunities just right there. The other thing that I like for intimacy is using little words of affectation. So little words like baby, my little girl, hey cutie, hey sweetie, hey honey, this kind of stuff, right? These little words, you can use them in your phone conversations, you can use them in your text conversations, you can use them in person, and then of course you should be using them in the bedroom too. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't figured it out yet, you should be doing lots of conversation and talk when you're having sex. Don't be the guy who's having sex in silence. Silent sex is lame sex. You should be saying stuff. And we're going to get to that in a minute here. So those are some little phrases that you can throw in there, and you can start your sentences, whatever you want to tell her. You can always just preface it with, hey, baby, or hey, cutie, or hey, sweetie, or whatever. Next is just a general theme that you can use is anything that you can do to play up her femininity is a good thing, and you should take advantage of that. Sometimes people ask me, hey, Leo, why do you call women girls? Girls is like making you sound like a pedophile. Call women women. Well, you know, the reason I call women girls a lot of times is because it plays up that femininity, and they actually enjoy that, especially when you're talking about an intimate relationship. You know, call your girl, and any other kind of things you can do to play up her femininity is really good. Stuff like just holding her hand or leading her around, you know, you being masculine, her being feminine, letting her be comfortable with her femininity, complimenting her on her femininity, complimenting her on her beauty, this kind of stuff is really, really good, right? Because in the end, what do you want in the bedroom? You want her to be very, very feminine, right? So start setting that frame long before you actually get her in the bedroom. And then she'll naturally have that frame already set, and she'll just play that role when you are in the bedroom, all right? And you can also compliment her when she's having sex with you and she's being very hot and dirty and feminine. You can compliment her on that too, and that will reinforce her femininity. It'll make her feel like she can be feminine around you. And you want her to feel safe and open to do that, right? Don't bash her on her femininity. So if she's a little bit emotional here or there or whatever, and it's within, you know, reasonable limits, then let her do that. That's kind of why she's in the relationship in the first place. Next is kissing. Make sure you get good at kissing. I'm not going to go into too much technique here. You could probably watch some other videos someplace, or basically go practice on a bunch of girls, or practice with one girl. Get good with kissing. Get good with kissing in different ways. Give her light, soft kisses. Those would be more intimate. You can also do more hard, kind of dirty kisses, deeper kisses. Those could be more dominant. But basically, you know how to rub her lips. Rub your lips on her lips. Gently caress her lips with your lips without even kissing. But then you can go into kissing. You can also go into a little bit of tongue licking and flicking with your tongue on her lips. You can suck on her top lip. You can suck on her bottom lip. You can suck on both lips. There's a lot of different variety that you can do with kissing. So I'll just let you experiment with that. make sure that you get really good and experienced and comfortable with that. Especially the light and soft kind of kissing. That can really melt a girl's heart if you know how to do that right. The other thing that you should do is you should do, like I said, more talking. And what I'm talking about here specifically is intimate talk. Things you can say that build up intimacy. What is intimacy? Good question to ask since we're talking about it. Well, really, intimacy is this special bond that you're building between you and her, right? This is what makes your relationship feel like a relationship. This is what makes your relationship feel different than the relationship that you have with your guy friends or she has with her girlfriends. And the way that you do that basically is by being able to open up, to be vulnerable, to kind of be caring and loving towards each other, and to be building something special. That special connection where you two understand each other on a deep level, intimate level. You share things about yourself that you normally wouldn't share with anybody else. So that's what's really cool about being in an intimate relationship in the first place, is that you do get that kind of like deep, very raw connection that you don't get with your guy friends and that she doesn't get with her girlfriends. And you don't get this with your parents or with really anybody in life except your intimate partner. So this is a cool thing. You have to want this, right? Some guys actually have a lot of difficulty being intimate because they've had screwed up childhoods, or they've been in some terrible relationships that have kind of burned them or whatever, and now they're unable and incapable of being intimate. Well, again, that's something much deeper that you're going to have to work out, maybe with a therapist or with a life coach, or maybe through another video that I'll shoot on that topic. But I'm assuming here that you want to be intimate because this is a cool thing. So here's intimate talk. And intimate talk, the secret to it is not so much what you say as the tone with which you say it. Again, it's the tone, right? Your tone is going to be softer. It's going to be more loving. Almost like you're reassuring someone. Imagine that you're talking to someone who's just lost someone in their family, right? And they're crying and you want to reassure them. You're going to take a very kind of a soft, light type of approach. You're going to be very compassionate. That's the tone you're taking here. And in fact, you can do this whispering, which is a really great thing, especially when you're having sex and she's like right near your mouth, like her ear is near your mouth or whatever. You can whisper something intimate in her ear. Here's a couple of examples. I want to have another video that talks how to specifically do really good dirty talk, but I just want to throw out a couple of examples of intimate talk. Something like, "Hey, baby, I want to come inside you." Or, "Hey, cutie, are you getting all wet for me?" Or something like, "Hey, baby, I feel so close to you." Now, these might sound a little corny, a little bit like sappy, a little bit too lovey-dovey. But that's the whole idea. That's what intimacy is this lovey-dovey thing. Now, if you're just instantly rejecting this out of hand, like, "Oh, well, Leo, I don't want to do that. Then it's going to make you look like a pussy or something." I urge you to reconsider. Because again, you're not going to be doing this the whole time. There's going to be a lot of dominant stuff that you're going to do. So it's going to all balance out in the end. But, you know, if all you are is just this, like, dominating sex machine in the bedroom, that's not really what women want. Women do want this intimacy, and they're going to value a guy who offers them this intimacy much more than one who doesn't. Because you got to look at a relationship from a woman's perspective. From a woman's perspective, the thing that she really wants inside her intimate relationship is deep emotional rapport with you, her man. She doesn't want just sex. She doesn't just want a companion or a best friend. She wants deep intimacy in her relationship. So anyways, you know, experiment. There's a lot of different ways that you can do intimate talk. Find your favorite phrases. You can even sit down and just write stuff out, memorize it, and then practice it in the bedroom. Also, a great way to build intimacy is with gentle physical touch, right? Like caressing her face gently. Just slowly gliding your hands over her body. stroking her hair, giving her a little kiss on the cheek or on the forehead, this kind of stuff. This is really, really, really good stuff. You know, it can be just very subtle stuff, but it all adds up, and she's going to be very sensitive to this kind of stuff. Next is the sex positions. So, of course, probably the most intimate sex position, I would say, is the most basic one, just missionary. Missionary is great because you're face-to-face. Also, because you can whisper in her ear. Also, because you've got that strong, amazing eye contact. Also, because your bodies are completely pressed together, which gives you a real intimate feeling, especially when your stomach is pressed against her stomach and you're inside her. That's super, super intimate. So that's really, really good stuff. Make sure that you take full advantage of the missionary position, right? The way you take advantage of it is that you whisper stuff in her ear while you're in the missionary position. Next is just a little phrase called, I love you. Women love to hear, I love you. Now, depends on where you are in your relationship. Now, if you haven't gotten to the I love you phase yet, then don't say it. If you don't feel comfortable saying it, or you don't feel like it's honest for you, then don't say it. But if you're there, then make sure that you say I love you and say it a lot, and say it especially when you're having sex with her, and say it especially when you're about to come inside her. Speaking of which, if you really want to increase your intimacy a lot, then get her to the point where you can be having sex with her without condoms, and also where she's on birth control, and you can be coming inside of her. This is the most intimate thing that you can do, is to be coming inside her without a condom. So if you can manage that situation, not only does that just feel amazing, and it's like sex, which is 10 times better than without a condom, but it's super, super, super intimate. And her response to you after you actually come inside her is going to be very different than if you use a condom, right? Even the chemicals inside your sperm have a physiological response on her even days later when they're absorbed inside her body. There's some pretty cool science behind that, which I won't go into here. Other stuff you can do to increase intimacy is holding her, cuddling with her, stuff like holding her hand or cuddling together after sex or before sex or on the couch or whatever. I mean, personally, I love cuddling. To me, it's an amazing thing. It's almost as great as sex. You should be taking full advantage of this. Don't skimp on the cuddling, especially the moment after you come inside her and you finish sex. Do not just roll over and fall asleep or walk out of the room or go take a shower or whatever the fuck you usually do. What you want to do is you want to cuddle with her. Spoon her, cuddle with her. That's going to build massive, massive intimacy and kudo points for you. Just 5 minutes of cuddling, and you should be doing this for yourself too. This is just an amazing feeling. You know, coming inside a girl and then cuddling with her for 5 or 10 minutes or whatever after that is just awesome. So hopefully you're doing this. If you're not doing this, you're missing out on a ton of amazing stuff, and your girl is missing out on a ton of amazing stuff. And the last thing that I'll say about intimacy is learn how to make your girl squirt. Squirting is super, 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 super intimate. I have a whole video, which is called How to Make a Girl Squirt. It's one of my most watched videos of all time. So go ahead and check that one out. Search for it. That one will teach you exactly the technique and the psychological aspects of how to make a girl squirt. You can make virtually any girl squirt if you do it right. All it really requires is the building of the intimacy and learning some basic techniques. So make sure that you experiment and get that process down, get that handled, so you can do it with any girl. All right, so that there covers intimacy. Now what I want to do is I want to move on to dominance. So here's some tips for how to increase dominance. And this stuff will feel probably a little bit more natural to you, but there's still stuff you can learn here because a lot of guys miss out on this cool dominant stuff. See, of course, a woman wants deep intimacy with her man. in her relationship. But also, what she wants is she wants to know that she's in a relationship with a fucking man. A fucking boss. The guy who knows what he's doing, a leader. And the guy who's going to dominate her ass in the bedroom. She wants that. So the masculine in you brings out the feminine in her. And this polarity creates that charge and that fire and that spark, which is so hot in an intimate relationship. So you want to amp up your masculinity and your dominance. And here's how you're going to do it. Number one is with your eye contact. And here you do it with fierce eye contact. You can give an intimate look, which is kind of like a soft, gentle, kind of loving look. Or you can give a fierce, kind of like, I'm about to stab you in the gut with a knife in prison kind of look. I'm about to shank you. Right? That kind of like, I want to punch you in the face kind of look. But don't go over the top. You don't want to look like a psycho serial killer. You know, just give her that kind of like fierce, squint your eyes, maybe tilt your head down like this, and just kind of like give her a real kind of serious look. And in your own mind, when you look at her like that, you should be thinking to yourself, that's right. I'm going to fuck your brains out. That's the kind of look you want to give her. And when you think that and you look at her that way, she's going to feel that. Women are very sensitive to your internal emotional state and what you communicate here with your eyes. They're very sensitive to it subconsciously. So you want to use this to great effect. If you've got hesitation in your eyes, if you've got weakness in your eyes, if you're not sure, if you're stuck in your head, she's going to read all that off you. Right? That's not a very dominant, fierce look. A fierce look is very, I know exactly what I want, and I want you, and I'm going to fuck you. Get ready to be fucked. That kind of look. The next thing that you can use to increase dominance is, I love this one. It's growling. I hope you try this with your girl. You're going to notice her getting turned on a lot if you try growling. What do I mean by a growl? It's this. You hear that? It's like this deep, guttural, growly sound that you make with the bottom of your throat right here in your chest. So go ahead and practice that with me right now. I can't do it that much because if I do it too much, my throat starts to get scratchy and sore. But, you know, just a couple of those growls, especially like if you're having sex with her in a missionary position and her ears are right next to your throat, she can actually feel the vibrations from your throat, and you give her that growl, that's going to turn her on so much. That's like playing up that kind of like animalistic, I'm going to dominate you role. That makes you very masculine, makes her feel very feminine, like she's getting dominated. The other thing that I like to do with the growling is that you can also do little growls even outside the bedroom. Like if you give her a kiss and then you can give her a little growl, something like this. Just a little short little one like that. It just has this amazing effect on women. I don't know. It just does. Another cool thing you can do is biting of the neck. Right? This is very primal and animalistic too. And you don't want to bite real hard. You just want to give her a soft little bite. But basically you start kissing her face, maybe start kissing with her mouth, with her lips, then you move down her face, then you brush her hair aside, and then you just start kissing here along the neck. And as you're kissing, then you can go in for that bite like that. Start lightly, and then if she can tolerate more, then go in harder. Some women are super, super turned on by this because the neck region here is very, very sensitive, and it's also very intimate, but also at the same time very dominant. This is a very great move. The next thing we should talk about is dominant talk. I want you to be practicing dominant talk in the bedroom. And here's some examples of what dominant talk sounds like. Again, it's not so much about the words you use, but about the tonality and your own internal emotional state when you say these words. So notice how I say these. I'm going to try to put myself into kind of a dominant tonality as I do it. I'm going to nail your little pussy to the wall. I'm going to fuck your brains out. Get down on your knees and suck my cock. So you notice how different the tone of these are compared to the stuff that I was saying with the intimate talk, right? Very different. Basically here, you're being authoritative. You're being a bit dickish or like an asshole. You're basically giving her a command many times. Hey, get down and suck my cock, right? The words you choose can also play some importance. For example, when you say something like cock, that can be a very dominant sounding word when you say it in the right way. Also, when you say that you're going to fuck her brains out, the word fuck is a dominant kind of word. So, you know, choose your words, but also say them with authority. Say them like you're the boss, and you should feel like the boss, right? Put yourself in that frame of mind where, like, you're the boss, she's your little sex slave, and you've got your dominant talk down, right? There's so many different variations. You could sit down and just spend a whole day brainstorming variations and then trying them out with your girl. Now, be careful here. I'm not telling you here to actually be dominating your woman in everyday life. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying here that women should be dominated and that somehow you're above them and that she's literally your slave or whatever, right? No. In fact, what I advocate is a no-control attitude towards the woman in your relationship. So you actually do not try to control her at all. If she wants to leave, she leaves. If she wants her way, she can get her way. But in the bedroom, right, you're kind of playing a role. So these things you tell her, you're not taking them too seriously, I hope. Right? This is not licensed to be like an abusive boyfriend. That's not what I'm telling you to be. So don't make that mistake. Okay, the next point is rough physical touch. So we talked about gentle, intimate physical touch. Now let's talk about some rough stuff. Right? So one thing you can do is you can grip her. You can grip her arms. You can grip her hands. You can bind her hands. You can grip her thighs. You can grip her waist. You can grip her neck. So there's a lot of different ways that you can grip her. Of course, do it in a way where you're not injuring her or freaking her out. Which actually brings me to an important point that I should have talked about earlier is that you want to make her feel safe in all this, right? It's like you two are choosing to play these roles, but there's never a sense of like danger for her. She never feels like you're really going to like beat the shit out of her or whatever. She feels safe with you. She's getting dominated, but she feels completely safe and she trusts you. So you have to build that trust and you have to honor that trust. That can't be a fake trust. That means, you know, if she's afraid or if something's weird or whatever, then you back off. You're not like forcing yourself on her. You're not raping her or any of this kind of stuff, right? Not for real. You can play up some rape fantasy, but you're not actually raping her. Very important point. Okay, so let's get back to other physical kinds of rough touch. So the other thing you can do is jerky motions, right? Maybe what you want to do is you want to grab her by the hips and then kind of jerk her hips over to your hips. Or maybe what you want to do is you want to like grab her by the neck and pull her over, like grab her head and pull it down towards you and then make out with her, kind of in a rough manner. Or maybe you want to take her hands and, you know, throw them above her head or something like that and restrain her. These kind of like quick jerky motions. Those can be good. Just make sure that you don't like hit her head on a coffee table or on a bedpost or something like that. You know, watch out for her safety because you are leading. Very, very awesome dominant physical touch is the restraining of the hands. Like, for example, if you are standing with her next to a wall, and what you can do is you can take her hands, put them above her head like this, and restrain them, and then put your hand in between like this as you hold both of them like this. And then maybe you're making out with her, or you're fingering her, or whatever you're doing with her, right? And you press her hands like this above her head right up against the wall. So that's a good way to restrain the hands. Or maybe you restrain her hands behind her back behind her butt, and you hold them there for a while as you're having sex with her or as you're doing something else. So those are all really good things. The next really cool trick for dominance is ripping off the panties. Have you ever tried this? You got a girl, and what you do is you rip through her panties. This is super dominant. I really encourage you to try this. It's really hot. The only thing is that you don't want to rip through like a super expensive pair of Victoria's Secret panties. So maybe you can coordinate with her somehow, or maybe you can just kind of keep an eye out for when she's wearing panties that aren't too fancy. And what you do is you just rip through those suckers. And what that produces the following. Right, that ripping sound. That ripping sound, and this whole thing of ripping her panties off, this is almost like playing into the rape fantasy. And actually, a lot of women have rape fantasies, and they want to be dominated. Now, don't get this confused with actual literal rape. I'm not telling you to rape anyone. I'm just telling you to play that role with your girl if you think she's going to be comfortable with it. And most girls will love it, right? One point to keep in mind is that when you're ripping off the panties, make sure you do it in a way where you're not actually like ripping the panties on her body. When you rip the panties, use your own strength and your own two hands to rip them off. Don't like just pull her panties to one side and just kind of tug on one side of the panties, because what it's going to do is the panties are going to cut into her thigh or into her butt or even into her pussy or something like that. You don't want to do that. So make sure that when you rip it, you're not going to be hurting her. But that can be a real cool move. Other stuff that you can do is you can tie her up. I recommend that you have some way to tie her up that's handy in the bedroom. You can buy some soft kind of rope or some sort of like bandage or ribbon type of thing that you can tie her up with. A really good trick here is to buy some cheap neckties. You can go to Walmart or wherever, buy some neckties for $5 and just keep like 3 or 4 of them on your bedside, in your bedside drawer. That's actually what I have. And you can use those neckties in a lot of cool ways. If you've got the right type of bed, you could tie her to the bedpost or to your bed in some manner. You can tie her hands, you can tie her feet, you can, you know, experiment around with that. The other thing you can do is you can tie a necktie around her hands like this, and then you can tie a knot on the other end of the necktie, just a single knot. And then what you can do is you can walk up to a door, open the door, throw the tie knot over the door, and then close the door so the knot is stuck on the other end of the door jamb. And then what happens is that she's stuck, pinned to the door with her hands above her head like this, and that's a super intimate, dominant, and very clever way to tie up a girl, which only really requires one tie and a door, which every bedroom has. So go ahead and experiment with that one there. That can be really hot. Other dominant stuff you can do is you can do the door slam or the wall slam. And what this means is that basically you slam her body, either her hips and her ass or the back of her shoulders or even her full body into the wall or into the door. Now, you got to be a little careful when you do this so you don't hurt her. Maybe what you want to do is you want to put your hand behind her head as you're doing it so that her skull doesn't crash into anything. And using the door is more preferable because the door has a bit more softness to it than a wall. A wall is very, very solid. So this is best done with a door. Also, the door is going to kind of jiggle and the door is going to produce a sound that's going to be just hot and dominant sounding. It's going to really sound like a slam. You can't really slam her into the wall so much, because the wall is just so solid, you can't do a real forceful slam. With the door, you get more leeway as far as that goes. And basically what you do there is you slam her, and then you make out with her, and then you pin her up and you basically fuck her up against the wall. You can fuck her from the front, fuck her from the back, you can finger her, you can make out with her. There's a lot of different variations that can happen there. Other cool stuff you should experiment with is biting, spanking, and choking. I won't go too much into this, but if you're having sex in doggy style, make sure you spank her. Most girls love that. Most girls, you can spank pretty hard, so you can just kind of experiment soft spanking at first and then try to go harder and harder and harder and just see how much heat she can take. Also, biting. You can not only bite her neck, but you can bite other parts of her body, her hand, her arms. What else? The sides of her hips, the thighs, you know, you can find stuff to bite just to be a little careful in the sensitive areas, especially on the inner thighs and stuff like that. Choking. You can do some choking, especially, for example, if you pin her up against the wall, what you can do is you can take your hand, put it across her throat and just kind of press her, press her gently and firmly to the wall, to the door, and choke her a little bit. Maybe as you're making out with her, as you're fingering her, something like that. Again, this one is one of those where you have to be, you know, a little careful. Make sure that you are kind of communicating with her eye to eye. She feels safe and that you're not actually choking her for real or suffocating her or any of that kind of stuff. I think you get the idea there. Experiment also with dominant sex positions. What are some dominant sex positions? Well, of course, doggy style is a really hot, dominant one, so you should be doing that one. That one's really great because you can spank her as you're doing that. You can also be grabbing her hips, and you can be slamming her hips and her ass into you as you're having sex. So that one is really, really good. You can also do a lot of dirty talk while you're having sex with her in doggy style. Other dominant positions. Having sex standing up is really dominant, I find. And again, pinning her up against something like a wall or a bookshelf or a door or whatever else you got around the house, like a pillar or a post, you know, structural column or whatever in your house, that can be really, really good. And you can have sex with her from the front or from behind. Either of those is really nice and dominant. Another one that I really like that's really dominant is if you take her and you throw her onto some furniture. So, for example, a great one is a coffee table or a dinner table. Ideally, what you've got is you've got some sort of large flat surface, like a dining table, which is about waist height for you. Actually, a little bit lower is ideal because she's going to be lying on top of it. You're going to be standing. You're going to have her legs kind of spread open like this, and you're going to be having sex with her. That can be a super, super dominant and hot position, especially when you do it in a way that kind of surprises her. Like maybe you're just like walking by the kitchen and then you just grab her, like rip her panties off, and then you just throw her on the table, and you're going to tell her you're going to fuck her brains out, and then you just proceed to do it. That can be super, super dominant. And the other point that I want to make here is that you should be approaching your sex with a commanding and leading mentality, right? So one way to play up dominance is just to lead and to command in the bedroom. This means that you should be the leader and you should be the one that's initiating stuff in the bedroom. What does this mean? This means that you command and tell her what to do. If you want her to take her panties off, you tell her, take your panties off, in a kind of a dominating, authoritative tone, right? You're not so much asking a question, you're giving her a command. Also, you're leading her around. So, for example, if you want to have sex with her on the couch, you take her and you lead her to the couch. If you want to have sex with her on the bed, you take her, lead her to the bed. Maybe you even carry her to the bed by picking her up like this and carrying her over. Right. Also, be in charge of changing up sexual positions. So when you're having sex, you're the guy who is responsible for saying when to switch positions. So if you're having sex missionary for a few minutes, then switch to doggy. After you've had sex doggy for 5 minutes, switch to something else, then go slam her against the wall, then go have sex with her on the floor, then go have sex with her on the kitchen counter, you know, whatever. So just kind of do that. And then if you want to tie her up, pull out your tie and tie her up. So you're the one who's leading all this stuff. Don't wait for her to tell you what to do. Most girls will not do anything in the bedroom. They'll just follow your lead. So make sure you're leading. And commanding, right? Be sure of yourself when you're doing this stuff. One thing that I personally found in my own journey to get good at this, because, you know, I was very inexperienced with sex not until that long ago. And so one of the things that I struggled with was that, you know, I was hesitant. Like, I wasn't sure, well, what if the girl rejects me? Like, what if I go in and kiss her and ask her for sex, but then she doesn't want to have sex? Or what if I try to finger her, but then she doesn't want to get fingered? Or what if I am having doggy style sex with her and I want to go into missionary, but I'm like, oh, well, maybe she doesn't want to go into missionary. You know what? You got to cut all that shit out, and you just got to take a kind of a leadership role and just assume that it's going to work. And 99% of the time, it will work. And she'll just go with you. And in fact, she'll love the confidence with which you execute, right? So as soon as a thought enters your mind, like, oh, I want to fuck her doggy style, just go and do it. Don't second guess yourself. Don't ask yourself whether she's going to like it. Don't ask yourself how you're going to look or whether it's going to be comfortable or even whether the position is going to work or not. That's one that I got tripped up on a lot, is that I would say to myself, well, what if this position isn't comfortable? Or what if, you know, like, she's too short for doggy style with me? Or maybe she's too tall or whatever. Just go try it, right? Women will forgive you if you try something with confidence and it doesn't work. Then you can just say, oh, well, it didn't work, and you just move on to the next thing. And it's fine. What they won't forgive you for is when you're weak and meek and you're hesitating and you're stuck in your head and you're worrying and you're asking her if she's going to like this or if she's going to like that. Don't do that stuff. Just do it assuming she's going to like it. And in most cases, she will, and everything's going to come out great. Actually, while I'm on this point, this really reminds me of a really core kind of a philosophy that I want you to bring to the bedroom. In the bedroom, you're the man, and what you are doing is that you're ravishing your girl. That's how I want you to be thinking about this. You're going to ravish her. So whatever comes to your mind, you know, within reason, whatever comes to your mind, you just do it, right? Because this is an authentic expression of you. You're this penetrating force. You're penetrating not with your dick. Of course, you are with your dick, but even more so with your mind and your intellect and your will. That's what you're really penetrating her with, right? You're fucking her with your eyes. You're fucking her with your commanding will. You're the boss. So be the boss. So however you want to fuck her, just fuck her that way. Let yourself go. And just trust that it's going to work out. Now, if you're a really perverse, far out there person, you want to do some really kinky shit with her, that you might want to be a little bit more hesitant with. I'm talking about just basic kind of stuff that's very normal in the bedroom, right? Normal sex positions and all the stuff I talked about here. Most girls love, love, love this stuff, so you don't have to second guess on this stuff. Now, if you want to, like, have her have sex with a donkey, that one you will have to go a little bit slower on to see if she's going to like that or whatever. So, you know, the basic stuff is all free for you to try without hesitation. Now, what I suggest here, those were all the tips I had for how to be dominant, right? So now what you've got is you're left with all the tips for intimacy and all the tips for dominance. What I suggest now is that you create what I call the sweet and sour combo. The sweet and sour combo is when you say something really intimate or you do something really intimate and you follow it up with something really dominant. So what's an example of this? Well, you might say something like this. Intimacy. Hey, baby, I love you. You know that, right? And you look her deep in the eyes. And then right after, you follow it up with dominant. And you say something like, I'm going to fuck your brains out like you're my dirty little whore. See? You mix them together. Sweet, kind of sour, maybe a little sweet and dominant or bitter or whatever you want to call it. And then you just keep that dynamic going and you kind of alternate it throughout your sex with her. And that will turn out really, really good. Now, the last element that really makes sex amazing is variety. Variety, surprise, and adventure. So don't be having sex with her the same way all the time. What I recommend is that you start with my basic formula. And I've given here lots of different ideas for how to spice up my basic formula. My basic formula is presented in part one of this video series. Part two here, we talked about a lot of ways that you can customize stuff, right? You can spend the next year practicing all this stuff and not master it all. There's so much stuff to try here. You can't try all this in one session. You're going to need to spread it all out, try different stuff. You don't need to whip out everything in one session, right? Make sure you understand that. And basically what you do is you sprinkle it around, you change it around, you customize it, and you create variety. So that means that maybe one night is a really deep, intimate night, and you have some like slow, steamy, intimate sex. Another night is more of a dominant, animalistic, you have sex with her in the, you know, in the bar bathroom kind of sex. And that can be, really nice way to spice stuff up. It can be a little surprising, adventurous. Then the next night, it just might be a little bit more kind of a mix between the two, which is kind of what I'm telling you here, the standard formula. And, you know, you keep varying stuff up and you change stuff up. Don't be having the same sex in the same positions all the time. Don't be telling her the exact same things every single time you have sex. Don't be having sex in the exact same place all the time. Because sex can get old and stale pretty quickly. So you need to be getting creative and clever. And you need to be flexible. And also, you know, you need to sprinkle in that variety deliberately. This does not happen accidentally. You have to put some thought into it. You have to sometimes plan this stuff out. You have to be thinking about where you're going to be when you're having sex. And do you have all the stuff you need there? And where can you take her to a new place? And this kind of stuff, right? So you're the man. You're kind of responsible for leading and setting the pace and making sure that everything's in place that needs to be in place for stuff to happen. That's a lot of stuff. There's so much stuff here, and there's a lot of more stuff that I could talk about, but this video is already running pretty long. So I think this gives you a lot of very tangible things, right? I went out of my way here to give you very concrete, tangible things that you can go out and practice right now. And what I hope here is I hope that you get the fundamental principles behind the little techniques. The principles are, very simply, intimacy, dominance, and then lastly, variety. Those are really the three principles that we're working with here. So now you can use these principles and you can find your own specific techniques that you can add into the mix that I gave you, right? You can find your own ways to be intimate. You can find your own clever ways to be dominant. And you can find your own clever ways to add variety and adventure into your sex. So go ahead and start practicing this stuff. If you don't know how to start, well, you need to start with a girlfriend or someone to have sex with. It's hard to practice this stuff on one-night stands because it's just such an awkward situation. You usually are pressed for time. The best way to practice is to get a girlfriend, one that's kind of sexually curious and adventurous, and then just start having lots of sex with her. And at nighttime, you have sex, but at daytime, what you do is you sit down and you actually plan what kind of sex you want to have. Not with her, but just with yourself. You could do it with her too, but just with yourself, you know. Tell yourself, oh, well, today I want to go have sex with her in the park. And tomorrow I want to have some really intimate sex with her. And then the next day on the weekend, I want to tie her up and maybe do some squirting or whatever. Just start playing around with it. And you'll find that, you know, after 6 to 12 months of this kind of practice, you're going to become just a connoisseur, a master in the bedroom. It doesn't take that much practice to get really good, right? The most important thing is that you're just curious. You're open. You want to have a great experience. You want to create a great experience for yourself and for the girl. And that you actually like pleasing the girl. I think that the problem that most guys have is that they don't care about pleasing the girl in the bedroom, right? That's a big no-no with me. for me, the whole point of this amazing sex is that I get to create this amazing experience for her, and I get to see the smile on her face, and then she wants to please me, and it's just like a win-win situation, and it just turns out amazing for the both of us. So I hope that this sparked some ideas in you. Go ahead and try this out, and I'm going to be signing off. This is Leo. I'm done here. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Click the like button, please. Share this video with a friend or maybe with your girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever, your intimate partner. Come sign up, lastly, to my newsletter. The actualize.org newsletter is free. There's some cool goodies for signing up, which are also free as bonuses. But really, the reason that you want to sign up is because I'm really passionate about delivering very practical, tangible videos that help you to improve many aspects of your life, from your sex life, to your relationships, to your business, to your finances, to your spirituality, to your psychology, to your mood, to your understanding of life and yourself, right? Because I really think that when you can master yourself, when you can master your own psychology, and when you can understand how life works on a very practical level, you can create a really rewarding, fulfilling, powerful, extraordinary life. And that's what I'm excited about creating for myself. And that's what I'm excited about sharing tips on for you to create for yourself. I hope you're excited about it. I hope you're interested in more. And if you are, follow along on a weekly basis. That's why I release these videos every week, because when you take little baby steps every week, before you know it, a year or two passes pretty quickly, and you get amazing, amazing growth. And if you don't do that, then your life just basically becomes dull, boring, and really not worth living. All right, go ahead and sign up right now.